Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The new prescription for change for you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. This show's about you. It's about your health and your life. So check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com, and a lot of the information we talk about here on the show is there. You can sign up for the newsletter, and also you can join in the conversation with Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media. And also, there's a new form of social media called Tout. If you haven't seen it, you can do a quick 15-second video and your question, and we're going to start doing Touts. Just go to tout.com. You can sign up for a free account, and you send me, link up with me, send the Touts, and we can make those part of the show as well. So Tout Me, you can check it. Something new we'll be doing here on the show. And kick it off and start with Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing well. Living well. What's up?
Good to hear. I just want to say first, I really enjoy your show, and I've learned so much from you. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Thanks, Alan.
I guess I should just... I got a lot of stuff going on for somebody my age and health level. Maybe I should just quickly describe myself and my habits. Maybe would help you better answer the what I have going on, I guess.
Okay.
I'm 32. I weigh 150 pounds, and I have a muscular physique. So I'm, you know, by no means am I out of shape. My eating habits are very kind of follow your principles. I only eat fruits and vegetables, nuts, meats, and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually go to the gym 6 days a week, except like the last call you had, I've kind of had the same issue with my job. I work 12 hours a day, 6 to 6 instead of 8 to 8. But
right.
So it's made it really hard for me to get to the gym.
Right.
But so that's kind of, you know, a description of myself. But what I have going on is a lot of unusual things. I get my blood work done every 3 or 4 months just to stay on top of things. And they noticed that I was anemic. I had a low hematocrit, hemoglobin, iron, and ferritin, and red blood cells. So all of them were very low.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me go to the hospital to do send in my stool sample, and they detected blood. So I have some sort of internal bleeding going on. And they also... one thing I have had going on for quite a while is I've had a very low platelet count, and they detected the antiplatelet antibodies. So I don't know if that has something to do with internal bleeding. And then I also have some pretty gnarly pitting edema, the leg swelling in my calves, ankles, and feet.
Okay.
And I have a low protein and albumin count, and they suspect that that might be the problem.
Okay.
The doctor wants me to get a colonoscopy to kind of figure out what's going on with that. And then also, my TSH has always been around a 1.6, but it just all of a sudden went up to a 7.78. And I don't know if I did that myself or not. I, for a while I was blending a bunch of leafy greens in the blender like 2 or 3 times a day. And I don't know if I kind of did that one myself by trying to consume too many leafy greens, but I don't know what your thoughts are on all that, but it's kind of frustrating. The doctor wanted to put me on, or she suggested I go on Synthroid, but I kind of told her I wanted to hold off on that. But
I wouldn't worry too much about the leafy greens. I don't think it probably didn't do anything at that level, but they want to put you on Synthroid at this point, though. That's the kind of their first thought.
Well, she suggested it, but I told her I'd feel more comfortable maybe if I could wait a month and recheck it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the time being, I stopped eating all the leafy greens, and I started eating more kelp and distilled water. So maybe that should help.
Yeah, me. I mean, definitely, you definitely want to go to the water and cut out the chlorine and any potential for chlorine or fluoride. But, yeah, I mean, with that, I would, are you exercising every day or no? Because the whole time frame with work.
No, same problem as the last girl. Like, it's such a demanding job right now. It's the busy season. And another problem I have in the morning is eating a whole foods diet. It takes quite a long time to prepare everything. So that kind of cuts it out. My morning, and I don't know what to do as far as...
You mean preparing food for the day to carry with you?
Yeah, because I never eat out, I
do that at night.
What I would do
is I'd get up, you got to be at work at 6, tell me you have to leave the house.
Yeah, I have to leave like 5:15, 5:30.
And what would you want to do, go to the gym and work out?
Yeah, I like to run and lift weights.
What
and
about lunch?
Stuff.
Lunch break?
Oh, that wouldn't work because I leave for 30 minutes, and yeah.
Okay. What do you do?
The gym. It's I'm kind of in between jobs right now. It's just a seasonal job, but I just mow like the ball fields for the local city, like all the sports fields for the city.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah. So it's a lot of sitting, which I don't like, but I think it's kind of nice at the same time because I have this leg swelling going on, and it really bothers me to stand too much.
And the leg swelling didn't start till you started this job where you sit all day, right?
Yeah, it started back in the middle of May.
Yeah, a lot of times when you sit for long periods of time with the heat and all that, can cause some of the swelling. No different than somebody that, like a truck driver that sits and drives for 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Very similar. So what I would do if I were you is you mow the ball fields, and every hour is get off the mower and walk for 10 minutes. Your diet and all that, it sounds like you're doing well in your eating habits. You've already kind of cut that down. That's not a real struggle. Exercise would be important. And on the pitting edema side, it sounds like the sitting all day is causing that and not having a lot of just a lot of movement. So if you could stop and walk a little bit, even 5 minutes every hour, and really time yourself, because, the day will get by you, especially when you're cutting and, time just goes by. But that definitely could be helpful. And the kelp and all that to help your thyroid, I know where you're going with that, with the iodine, smart move. You might want to do a little iodine test. Have you done the little patch test where you put the drop on your skin?
No, I've heard you talk about it all the time, though, but I haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a little bottle of iodine and just check, put it on your skin, it'll turn orange, and then if it goes away really fast, then you're deficient in iodine, and you might, you have to get some organic and iodine, and you can't take it with medicine, and okay. You have to get a doctor somewhere to kind of advise you on that. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely... It's definitely good, and definitely could be something that you might want to look into. But I know you're frustrated. That's the challenging thing. I mean, you're so young and dealing with this. But at the end of the day, if your eating habits are good and you're exercising on a regular basis, the only other blood test that I would really get checked, if they didn't check it, is growth hormone, human growth hormone, because the anterior pituitary gland is a driver for the thyroid gland. And so a lot of times if the anterior pituitary is not producing growth hormone and not functioning at a peak level, then you're going to have issues possibly with the thyroid. And that can be an indirect relationship. And the adrenals can be on that same axis too, causing it. So you can check cortisol levels and see the function of the adrenal gland and DHEA. So cortisol and DHEA will give you a good idea of what's going on with the adrenals, and you can go from there. I would get a little bit more blood work done, and even saliva testing if your doctor will do that. See what those numbers are, and then go from there. You can always call me back if you'd like.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. So is it? Do you focus on that? Do you make it a priority in your life? Well, I hope so, because you're worth it. You really are. Pour into yourself, because your health is really a gift. And what you do with your health is your gift of giving back. It really is. To your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. So if you're struggling with times to exercise, or if you're struggling with things to eat or not to eat, and you're going through a tough time, it's okay. Create new habits. You can, because you're worth it. You know, life is always changing. It's always evolving. And we have to evolve with it. And, you know, no one really is coming down on you here on this show, myself included. It's about getting you to see kind of where you are. And once you see where you are, maybe if it's in bad habits or poor choices you've made over a long period of time, or needing to create new ones, you can really go to that next level. And you'll look back, once you make some radical shifts in your life, you'll look back and you'll say, wow, I can't believe I was stuck in that rut. A year ago, I made this slight little shift in my path, and now look where I am. It's amazing to see what happens. But you have to take responsibility. I mean, I can't do it for you. And no one else can. Your doctor, your personal doctor can't. No one else can take responsibility for your health or your life but you. So let that be your guide, and let that be your goal to go to the next level. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Sarah in Birmingham, Alabama. Love Birmingham. So I'm a working mom of two and have no energy for the last couple of weeks. What is a good way to get my energy up? Well, there's several. A working mom of two is always going to have a tough time with energy, just because you're a mom and you're working and carrying on a lot of responsibility. But there's a couple things you can do. You know, eating frequently throughout the day keeps blood sugar levels stable and can help with your energy levels. That's a big one. So when you do snacks in between meals, if you just barely have time to grab something, do a handful of nuts like almonds and maybe an apple or an orange or something like that. Something quick is a good way to go. It'll keep your energy levels, and the fats will give you good energy as well as the carbohydrates in the fruit, and the fiber can help keep everything slow and releasing slow, which can make a big difference. So that's one thing that can be helpful. The other, when you're looking for energy levels, is to get some blood work done. You know, if you haven't had it done recently, you know, typically, depending on what your age is, Sarah, when you get blood work done in your younger years, the doctors will get into details. You know, we just kind of do a CBC, a CMP, lipid panel, and maybe a thyroid just to check, make sure everything's okay, especially with a female. And then, you know, if everything checks out, you're good to go. Because a little bit of fatigue, the doctor's always going to think thyroid. Okay, check it out, you're good, you're fine. But digging a little bit deeper, especially when you're under a lot of stress, and not that your kids are stressful, I'm not, you know, and not that work is, I know it's just life, and you probably handle it just fine, but subconsciously it can wear things down a little bit. So knowing that, they can check other factors like cortisol and DHEA for your adrenals. They can look at your pituitary gland and check human growth hormone output levels, which should be at a good pace if you're in your 20s and even early 30s. And then also they can check things like your estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. You really do. I mean, having your hormones checked and all of that every 6 months or so is a real good thing to do, because that way you can stay on top of kind of where you are and be able to go to the next level. So a couple of things to think about. I think it would be helpful to get all that done. And then you can find out exactly what's going on. Processed foods, cutting those out for a period of about 4 weeks, can it really help you? Because it may lay things out for you, and you may see that you have some food sensitivities that could be causing some of your energy level drain. And again, life is probably draining you a little bit, but it doesn't mean you can't build the body up, strengthen it, so you can go to that next level. And that's really kind of what it's all about. So keep me posted. Once you get some of those tests done, talk to your PCP about it and let them kind of know what's going on. I'll tell you another thing, too, is there's what are called pH strips. And you can do it with saliva. Now, let me preface it by saying this. There's a big talk in the alternative health world about pH and how you can radically modify it. I'm not so much of a big proponent that you can radically modify it, because the body has an incredible buffering system already inside of it. And when you go through physiology and you understand that, you'll see how that makes a big difference. So understanding the physiology of the body is kind of a big deal. But just know this, is that you can use things like fruits and vegetables and certain foods that will can lean you toward more of an alkaline side. It's not drastic. It's very slight. But sometimes it can be enough to put you over the top for energy levels. If you're too acidic, below 7.0, slightly, it can cause your energy levels to drop a little bit. Being more alkaline can give you more energy levels. So fruits and vegetables, always a good way to do that. You can blend juice. If you want to get more in, you have a hard time eating them, that's fine. Blending is better than juicing, I think, because it keeps everything in there with it. So just something to think about. I've got a greens drink right here that I'm drinking, and you can get more information about that at my website, getwellradio.com. It keeps your body more alkaline, keeps your energy levels up. It's got fiber in it. Tastes amazing. So it's, you know, again, whatever works for you is going to be a good way to go. But at the end of the day, keeping your energy levels, it's about your internal environment and making sure you stay on top of it with blood work and making sure all your hormone systems are working effectively so you can be effective. And being a mom, which I know work's important, but being a mom is probably the big, big deal. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hey, how you doing?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Everything.
Everything. Okay, well, talk to me.
I'm so glad I talked with you. Thank you for accepting my call.
Sure, darling. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, I'm 83 years old.
Okay.
Not taking no medication, but two. But I've been taking this BISOPROL.
Okay.
It's a blood pressure pill.
Sure.
25 milligram tablet.
The beta blocker. Okay.
But years ago, about a year or more, I was taking some other kind of blood pressure pill, and they don't have it no more. I done called all the pharmacies, and they don't have the kind that I was taking a long time ago. So my doctor wrote me another one, and it seemed like everyone they give me, it makes me sick.
Making you sick. Well, and some blood pressure medications can do that, but there's a lot of different classes of blood pressure medications that maybe your doctor could shift around a little bit. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll talk about blood pressure medication, maybe some alternatives, and actually what can cause some of the symptoms that you're having.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. It's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Think about it. Really, you could lose everything else, but you don't want to lose your health because it's the one thing that allows you to be who you are, to be the mother, the father, the friend, the coworker. So you want to take care of your health. It was given to you as a gift, and so what we do with it is kind of a gift of giving back. I like to say it that way. So, Anna, we're talking to you about blood pressure medication. So your doctor has you taking a beta blocker, and no matter how often you take it or, I guess, frequently, you're telling me it makes you sick. Is that right? Like sick,
in what way does it make you sick? All any kind, but I don't take it much. I just take this for my stomach, too. I didn't tell you about that one. For my acid reflux, I take this, whatever they call it. I ain't pronouncing it right. Yeah, reflux or whatever. I'm taking this PANTOPRAGOLE.
That's okay. So
40 milligrams, that's for my stomach.
Right. Omeprazole. But the thing is, so you're taking the medication. It doesn't make you feel good. Now, you've told your doctor this, I guess?
Mm-hmm. And so they've been giving, well, the ones that I had long time ago, I didn't have no trouble. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no trouble at all. And then when they didn't have it anymore, then she started trying different kinds. But it seemed like all of it, I'm just sensitive to all of it. Really, except the old that I had a long time ago, and I can't find it no more because I called all the pharmacies and they don't have it. And when I'm taking that, seems like I can't drink no water like I used to. I can't drink the water, and I can't eat the, I mean, just everything.
So everything, so you, when you eat your foods and all that, you don't feel like you digest your food very well. Is that right?
No, I'm all right. You know, that other medicine I had, you know, like feel like it's something in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took that other thing, you know, biscuit or whatever it is, well, I was all right because it would go away like it in my throat. Seemed like it's in my throat, my stomach, because I got a long stomach. I got a long, long stomach.
You might want to, what you might want to do is go back and talk to your doctor and let them know that, that this is how it's making you feel. And I know you've already done that, but see if they have some other options. And I'll tell you another option, even outside of going to your doctor, is go to a registered dietitian that maybe is in private practice in your area and talk to them about it. Talk to them about, you know, some different ways and different ideas on just on how to eat better, because your eating habits matter. And when you're dealing with things like acid reflux and you've got stomach-related issues, your eating habits make a huge, huge difference. And if you're not eating the right kind of foods, it can cause some issues, like you're experiencing now. And the medication will be a good Band-Aid for a while, but it really doesn't get or address the root cause unless it's something that is more permanent that you do need the medicine for. So your eating habits, a registered dietitian can help you with. And that's cutting out certain foods like dairy products for a period of time, not forever, just to see how your body handles that, cutting out all the flour-based foods, getting on a good anti-inflammatory-based diet for a period of time, and that's basically eating things like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs for your protein sources. You can do a good whey protein shake for your protein sources. Your lower glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables instead of a lot of the starches like the breads and the pasta, a lot of the potatoes and rice. You want to hold clear on that for a little bit. And then so you're kind of eliminating the foods that might be the culprits, and you're keeping the foods that we know bring a lot of health and good value to our bodies. And then your fats, the healthy fats are so important, like almonds and walnuts, cashews, and those sorts of things. So keeping that kind of at a good pace and understanding and learning about that, getting a dietitian to kind of guide you through that would be a great way to start. And you may find that through that process, a lot of your symptoms begin to go away because they can do what's called medical nutrition therapy. And they can start doing certain therapeutic measures to take you to the next level. And that might be something that would be helpful. So keep me posted on how that goes, okay? And thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Bruce now. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Living well. What's up?
I'm very good for you. I have hepatitis C, overfatty liver.
Okay.
Probably lost about 30% of my liver over the years, and because I had jaundice twice within a period of about 3.5 months, so that really kind of affected my liver quite a bit. I've been doing pretty good on my taking milk thistle and basically, though, what I'm calling is I have cholesterol issue, and the VA put me on a statin drug.
Okay.
So I got on listening to a lot of people, and this was, a couple of years ago, the red yeast rice. And the red yeast rice regimen actually brought my cholesterol down lower than the statin drug. But I've been taking it every day, and only recently have I heard that it could cause some problems with the liver.
Yeah, the thought is behind red yeast rice is to kind of cycle it through certain periods to give your body a little bit of a break, even if it's just a week at a time. You know, like you'll need somebody to guide you in that, but that's the theory behind that.
Okay. And so that would be kind of like the way to go then. Say a week on, a week off, something like that.
Well, I can't tell you exact time frames. You'll need somebody to guide you on that. But the thought of having time periods off with that kind of supplement is pretty much standard, and it's in all the literature and the research behind it. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to just stay on it constantly. But I haven't seen, just so you know, I haven't seen a lot of hardcore research either that it actually damaged someone's liver, okay? They just, from what I've read and what I've seen, it's they say that it's good to kind of take time off of that. And I would just get with somebody that can guide you in that process. But so you're dealing with hepatitis C. Are you doing anything for that? Are the doctors, they have you doing anything at this point?
Actually, no. I have my blood tested every 3 months.
Okay.
And at first they were going to put me on interferon.
Sure.
And when I moved here from out of state, I made sure, I checked the VA hospital. And I really liked it, the one around here and the one we have in Asheville. So I looked at the doctors, and that's one thing that made me decide to move here. And so I got with the doctor, and he said, let's hold off on interferon because something new is coming out where instead of taking two or three shots a week, you only take one shot and then a pill.
Okay.
And so we waited a while, and I got on a regimen of a lot of amino acids, and that's when I got on milk thistle and some amino acids and the milk thistle. And when next time I went back to him, he was really excited about my test. And since then, my liver has been testing A-OK right in the ballpark. And he says, I am not a carrier. And whatever I'm doing, keep doing. So that's kind of like where we're sitting right now. My blood tests have always come out right on the numbers, although I don't have them with me, so I can't give them to you. But, so I've been kind of
just... So you've just been kind of trucking along at that pace.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are your eating habits good for the most part? Have you changed any of that?
For the most part, I had a little problem in my life, so I went into... I was big with cookies and soda. And not a very good thing. I wound up giving me diabetes, and most Vietnam vets wind up with diabetes for some reason. I don't know why. It's not in a lot of, it's not in the families. It's just that we all seem to get it, whether it's Agent Orange or something else. I don't know.
There are a lot of theories behind that. But so you're dealing with diabetes, and are you taking medicine for that?
No. He told me right now what I need to do is regulate my appetite. So I've been eating a lot of roughage, a lot of salads, a lot of meats, and
good for you, man.
Your oil, I think, has done a lot. You know, taking the
cod liver oil.
That's every day, and
Good.
And he seems to agree with it, with the way my tests have been coming out. And let's see what else.
Let me lay some things out for you. You know, if you're kind of dealing with Hep C and you want to come up with a game plan, just overall health, you definitely need to get somebody to guide you on just managing the difference between statins and the reduced rice, and you got to make that decision, okay? But as far as dietary changes goes, if you're dealing with diabetes, it's really important to make sure you have those steady feedings. You know what I mean? So 3 meals a day, a couple snacks in between. Your doctor really guided you well by mentioning that. I'm really excited to hear that. And you go after that, that's going to help your immune system too. So the foundational four supplements, a good whole food multivitamin, your digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics, that all lays that foundation for it. But, you know, to keep the viral load at bay, there's some natural things to do as well. But keep me posted. The foundation's the most important.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. All the information that I talk about, just so you know, if you miss it, don't write it down, which everybody says, I talk too fast. I know I do. I get psyched up. I'm always drinking either my whey protein shake or my green drink, which keeps my energy levels up through the roof. It's just incredible. It's got green tea extract in it. It's alkaline. It's awesome. It tastes great. It's a fruits and veggie drink that we have. But you can get all this information at the website. So you just go to the website, getwellradio.com. If you miss anything, we'll keep it there and keep it posted. And it can help with whatever you're dealing with. And our quote for the day comes from Benjamin Franklin. It says, energy and persistence conquer all things. I agree with that 150%. Gary in Lexington, Kentucky wrote in an email. He said, how do you treat gout? Well, your doctor needs to treat gout. Really, I mean, at the end of the day. So you want to know how to support the body and the root cause of the deficiency that you're dealing with gout? Well, I can definitely get into the physiology on that. What happens is the body doesn't break down proteins very well and begins to break off and form these small uric acid crystals. And so the uric acid doesn't break down. It forms crystallization that goes into the joints, whether it's the big toe, the hip, the wrist, the elbow. It can go to all kinds of different areas causing this gouty arthritis. And so you can do a couple of things. One is you improve your diet, right? And that's why the doctors always tell you to cut out red meat, red wine, processed flour, those kind of things. Cherry juice has always been known to be helpful. So if you want to look at that, raw cherry juice or eating cherries themselves, the darker the cherry, the better. And they have some dark, dark red cherries that are really, really good. But yeah, I mean, there's some components in there that are quite helpful when you're dealing with gout. Now, the other thing that is really kind of impressive to me are the proteolytic enzymes and hydrochloric acid. These are supplements you can take. Usually they come from beets, but betaine hydrochloride can be very helpful. And they make it in a supplement form. Apple cider vinegar, you can do the same thing if you want to go for more of a kind of a home remedy kind of deal. But what it does, it increases the acid in the stomach to be able to break down proteins. That's kind of what it does at the end of the day in a nutshell. So a couple of things you can look at. And again, if you're getting treated for it, don't take what I tell you and just go out and buy a bunch of stuff. And foods can be helpful, but you need to run all that by your PCP, say you heard from the grapevine, because really this is kind of the stuff that's out there from the natural perspective and nutritional perspective that can be quite helpful. And keep me posted. Let me know what he says or she says. And I hope that helps. 888-283-7272 lines are open. You may call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. That's the website. We're going to go to Jansen. Hi, Jansen. Or Janine. Is that how you say it? Hi, Janine.
Janine. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am a 50-year-old female who has been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis just in my right foot within the last 3 months. And what I'd like to know is what I can do to alleviate the pain that causes. It was problematic, which is why I went in to a podiatrist, and then it seemed to get better, and now it's getting worse again. So anything you can tell me to help it, I would appreciate it.
Have you done physical therapy on it at all, like the modalities and all that sort of thing?
Well, the only thing that I have changed that I hadn't done previously is just really stretching the Achilles tendon, just raising the heel up against a wall, or after I finish running, before I run and then after I run, really stretching it good both of those times. And that seems to help, but just recently the pain is just just seems to be getting worse, and it just feels as if that heel bone is going to come right through your foot. It's just very painful. So
yeah, it is painful.
That's the only therapy that I've done, physical therapy.
And have you... I know you're an avid, sounds like you're an avid runner, athlete. Probably eat well, take care of yourself.
I do eat well. I take supplements. I eat really well. I eat very little red meat, a lot of vegetables, fruit. My biggest meal of the day is probably breakfast. The only medicine that I take is a progesterone, which is a plant derivative product from a pharmacy here in Colorado. And other than that, I take supplements and just really I bike and run and just try and take really good care of myself.
Okay, that's great. Well, are you under more stress now than you have been? Anything emotional happen in the last year?
Yes. The last, it's funny, I don't know, maybe funny is not the right word, but it's the last couple of weeks have been some real serious life changes. And it's gotten worse. So I'm always amazed at what your body tells you. And I wondered if that was it. So
that's what it is. And let me just say what happens. What happens is two things. When your adrenal glands get stressed out, which are your body's stress glands, when they get a little tired and worn out, your body doesn't utilize calcium as well. And if your vitamin D levels are low, I don't know what your blood test most recently is. If you haven't had one, I'd get one. And if that drops even a little bit and you don't utilize calcium that much, then it can cause some of these issues. Now, the other piece is your B vitamins. Even though you're eating a ton of vegetables, you're probably burning through vitamin or your B vitamins in general like crazy because the adrenals really thrive on B vitamin function or B vitamin nutrition in the body. And when you're under a lot of stress, it really, really pumps through them. So B5 is the main one. It's called pantothenic acid or pantothene. And many times people that have plantar fasciitis, when they take more vitamin B5, they notice that some of these symptoms go away. It's kind of standard. Now, that's not medical research. That's more on the alternative side. Okay, so there's no standard studies out there on this. I'm just letting you know things that I've studied and read throughout the years. So it might be something you want to look into. Vitamin B5 and vitamin C help support the adrenal glands, which when you're under a lot of emotional stress, it can help the body be supported all the way around. Also, goat's milk yogurt, getting your calcium level absorption rate up. That's why that vitamin D test with your primary care doctor might give you some good information, and then you can make some good choices, okay? Keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you...
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.